Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
All right, the box is set.
Okay.
Okay, Zane, remove your blindfold.
Why is it so big? Is somebody in there?
Yeah, you guys might not have left on the best note with one another.
Are you pranking me back from the fucking Justin Bieber? This is nowhere near the Justin Bieber prank bit.
I think just come on out.
I got a parking ticket this morning.
Matt.
I know.
You always get tickets.
Do I feel like I have not gotten a parking ticket in at least a
year. I know. I was sorry. I was just starting an argument.
Oh. No, it was totally my mistake. It was street cleaning, you know. It was in the Monday zone.
Street cleaning are the most annoying tickets to fucking get.
Yeah.
First of all, don't they do street cleaning like twice a week?
On one side 1 week and another day. The other side, another day of the week.
Why are we cleaning the streets?
We need to. It's LA. It's filthy.
I think everybody should have their own section to have to clean.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like we have to clean it?
Yeah. Maybe a service style.
What is it? Like, what is that thing? Like a vacuum? Like, is it a giant vacuum?
It's like
that
a big toothbrush kind of thing that just kind of sweeps up
so
anything.
So would you say it's like one of those Dyson vacuums where it's also mopping it at the same time? Like, what is it doing?
I don't know if they're like putting
it's wire
water.
Bristles.
Yeah, it's just wire bristles, picking up trash, collecting it. It's just annoying when it's like, oh wait, what day is it and which side of the week I'm on and where did I park?
And they don't do that for anywhere else but the sides.
But this, I guess.
They never
where
do
else?
It for
They're
the
not
streets.
Doing your own like alleys.
Do it for the streets.
I guess the main streets, I still think they do it on
when?
Good point.
Maybe in the middle of the night?
I don't know. I feel like it's on the parking signs at least whenever you're parking.
Would they have to do it if people weren't littering?
I'm not sure. I feel like it's just LA. I feel like most cities, big cities, do it. I don't know.
You know what I
saw? $73.
You know what I saw on the highway that I rarely see? A cop pulling over somebody.
Oh, for speeding on the highway?
Yeah, I just never see it.
Yeah, you never really see it happen on the highway.
Ever.
Highway.
I saw it in the beginning when I first moved out here, but then like more every year, it's less and less I see people getting stopped.
Yeah.
Ever. Especially like when's the last time you saw someone get stopped? In like a regular street.
I don't know.
A highway.
Occasionally I do. I mean, I got pulled over when I was on my phone months back. That was my last ticket. But it wasn't like a parking ticket.
But did you? Oh, but you're speeding?
Yeah. No, I was on my phone.
Oh.
We talked about it. Like, I looked over to my right and he like took a picture of me on his phone.
You know,
I think it was maybe his body cam or something. I think he like took it off.
You know, they need evidence
it.
Now because that shit does not fly in court anymore. You get away with anything in court if they have no evidence. They don't have or can't you even bypass those speedometers?
You can get like a radar that would pick up any sort of signal. That way you would.
But you
could
beat
slow
those.
Down.
Because those don't really hold up in court either. You could fight that.
If they capture it and they get you speeding, you're
kind of cooked. My favorite
are the red light cameras when you pass. When you pass through a red light and you're like, it's the face you make when it takes a picture of you. That's my favorite. It's like just the super guilty look.
But I know like you can protest like a lot of parking tickets. It's just the time you're willing to spend to protest it.
Yeah. I used to do it all the time in Florida. Because Florida, everybody and their mothers got stopped.
Yeah,
it was brutal.
You could not
there.
Go anywhere without getting stopped by a cop in our city, at least. I think it's everywhere. Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Cops fucking everywhere. Dude, you couldn't get away with anything. Dude, a seatbelt? They're getting everybody that won't wear seatbelts on the road.
My grandma just got pulled over like a few days ago for speeding. And she was freaking out. And the cop came up, was like, you were speeding. And she started like panicking. And she was like, I've never gotten a ticket in my life.
Oh, boy.
And
how old is she?
82? 82? Okay.
82 years, first
never,
ticket.
Never gotten a ticket. And the guy felt really bad and didn't want to give it to her at that age. And he was like, oh, it's all right.
Just, and he didn't? That's just good. Good for
slow
it.
Down
that's,
a
that's
bit.
Nice. That's nice.
But imagine going your whole life never having a ticket.
That's nice. I wish.
That's nice.
Can you get that shit like expunged?
What?
Like
it, speeding tickets?
If you beat the if you beat the case, I guess. Like if you like challenge it and try to
got a few dollars, I could fight the case.
I would be so mad if I went my whole life and then at like 80 something years old I got a ticket. I'd be like, fuck.
If you're arrested for something, what would it be for?
Oh gosh. Wait, like driving crime or what?
Anything. Like what's something where you're like, oh, that's something I would definitely like be in jail for. But you're also like kind of putting yourself out there.
In
but,
jail too?
I guess in like a different reality.
Like arrested. I don't know.
My biggest fear is getting like arrested for not something that's necessarily not my fault, but where you can get in trouble for the actions of somebody else that can come back to you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm worried like I would be at a bar and like something accelerated. Like I wasn't involved really in a fight, but maybe I like yelled something out and
you have friends that love fighting.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst, having friends
that
who get into fights. I feel like I have now zero friends who get into fights. Now in my 30s, I'm like, I'm not rolling with anybody.
We had a few friends back in the day. It's just like every time you go out, it's like, you know, there's a chance that you're going to be involved in a little bit of a fight because every time the person drinks, a fight starts.
One of my biggest fears would be like if, you know, I was out somewhere, somebody tried starting something and they started like pushing me and then like I just like kind of like pushed back to be like, stop. And then they like trip on their shoelace, fall, crack their head open, then they die.
Oh, dear.
And then I'm like, oh.
That can happen.
And then that's
murder. And you're done.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that people don't even think about that when they start fights. Like that, like the bartender and
at Jameson's. Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, the bartender. But in the moment, I think it was like one of the owners of it. Like crazy. Just went out to deal with a drunk guy starting fights and he gets pushed down by the drunk guy, dies. Like crazy.
Insane.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. So you got to be very careful when you're out.
Just show each other a little bit more compassion when we're drunk.
I've always like been worried about getting banned from somewhere. Like you can never go to Disneyland ever again or something like that.
Oh.
It happens. People get banned from Disneyland.
No, it's crazy that like, but how strict are those? Like, do you think those bans are?
They're pretty strict. I know for like a handful of people that have been banned, maybe YouTubers who go in there and pull certain stunts and they try to go back under a disguise, they'll come and hunt you down at the park and maybe even slap jail charge on you for like you violated the ban.
The one that really drives me like it's like how the hell are they able to keep up with this is when you get banned from like a certain Vegas hotel.
Oh,
and
yes.
They got cameras it's all face that recognition. Can sense face recognition. Yeah. The moment you walk into the hotel, it just immediately captures your like that's CIA shit.
We have a family friend of ours, not my family's friend, but another family up at the lake that we're close with who like counts cards professionally. Like that's his job. And he was coming to visit us at the lake because he was wanted to hit up the casinos to go, you know, get a run on them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he went to one and then was asked, you need to stop playing and you need to leave. Because it's not illegal to count
cards.
That's
got to be the best feeling, though.
It's just like you get banned. Mm. And then he was going to other casinos wearing like disguises, but still was getting spot. Like
through the
security cameras and everything.
Was it like prosthetics or was
Yes. He's like having fake noses, mustaches, all of it, dude.
How? Okay, oh, Day of the Jackal.
I don't understand.
You
how
do
it's
it very, very well. Like like you're saying the recognitions. Here's the thing.
Or they unless somebody spots them that they're wearing a prosthetic.
Also, these are like casinos that are out like in southern Michigan. So it's not like Vegas where you're dealing with intense foot traffic. So a guy can like, you're in charge of security cameras and like, a casino out in Kalamazoo, I think you can kind of like go through, keep an eye on the people who are playing, get a good look at them, and you can tell that's a fake nose kind of shit.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of happens like that more than the facial recognition, but like
what a good job. Somebody walking around Vegas hotels just like literally just eyeing people playing at the...
But that's why when you get like a big hit, the pit boss will come walking over and just starts like looking around.
Yeah. And our card counters, are they wanting to continue to win every round? Like, don't you got to lose a couple? But does that 100%. Fuck up? But does that fuck up your count at all? Just to make it seem like you are losing.
I feel like if they're good enough, they would probably like
I'd go up 1,000, then lose like 200, go back up 1,000, just be like, oh, crazy night. I'm back.
But I mean, how common are their card counters? Is for decks like the ones they have in these hotels?
You have to do it with like a single deck.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them now are like the six deck with the shuffler thing. And it's kinda...
And I bet single deck casinos are actively looking for them.
Yeah.
That too. And don't you need a spotter though too, who knows what the count is by the time you sit down? I mean, that's how it is in the movie 21. Yeah, yeah. Or,
what's or too movie sweet. 21?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, too sweet, too sweet. And like sweet means like yeah, yeah, yeah. if the count is 16, like yeah.
That's so funny. I just saw this video. It happened a long time ago, but I'd never heard about it. This guy was doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Mm. Oh, and, shit, I saw this.
And he was up there, used his, like, two lifelines, like, early on, and then every question he would say one, oh, I think it's green.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't hear anything, and then he would say the next one, or maybe it's blue, and then... He had two people in the audience that were there like to watch him that would cough.
Yes.
Whenever it was the right answer. And he would just like say the word. And then when he would get the cough, he'd be like, you know what? I think it's that one.
Uh huh.
And then get it right. Won the $1 million, went all the way through, did it for every question. Won. And then they did like an internal review of everything and realized something was like fishy about it. And then called him up, was like, hey, like, you're not getting the winnings. Now it's like a full-on like Woo! Lawsuit type case thing and got completely busted.
And wasn't that like much later in like, it was like 2010s at
least. I think
least.
It was also the European version.
Okay. I'm surprised no one pulled that move way earlier when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire started.
But also like if your person in the audience is that bright and is giving you all the... Baby, you go on the show.
Good point. I wonder if they had something in their ear and they were transmitting it to another friend who's doing the Googling and then they're telling them what the answer is and then they're coughing.
The thing is, if I was in the audience and somebody was coughing in really moments like that where they're about to answer a question, I'd be eyeing them the entire time. That to me is so weird.
And it was a lot. It wasn't just like a... It was like,
and you can't do, like, and you can't do any movements because of the cameras, right? Like doing any like movement like that is
super
more
sus
than
yeah.
Just
whoa, yeah. I think it's that one.
I mean, getting up to have to use the bathroom—that's a good one.
But every question.
So you're the two people that you have in the audience. They can help you with maybe a total of 2 to 4 questions. So it's not. Weird. I think having an extra 2 to 4 lifeline, 2 to 4 question lifeline,
a little
is
bit of an
pretty
advantage.
Good.
Not every question.
Yeah, but like they should like these people that are doing it. You gotta like make it realistic. Mm-hmm. Give them maybe an extra 2, so it's not like
if you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, who would you call for your lifeline? And do you have to have those like in your back pocket too?
I'd call you.
Me? Oh boy, Zane.
I don't know who else I'd call
for maybe pop culture stuff. I don't know. I would have at least one friend who's like good with biology. I'd have a friend who's a doctor, a lawyer, someone who's like a pop culture nut. Because I bet you give them sign up for
like,
the show.
For the next hour, I might call you.
Yes.
Well, don't you get one person? It's not like you get to pick whatever fucking subject that each friend is good at. I think you get one.
It's only one
probably.
Person.
Yeah. I don't think you get like a list. Like you just get to choose.
I don't know.
So you pick a friend that you think that, oh, he's, you know, he's on fucking
When I was
Google
younger, I was always like, how are they always at the phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
What Every time I like, call somebody, nobody picks up.
Oh, yeah. I always thought it was random.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's...
Yeah, they pick up the phone like, what's up, fucker? I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Chill out.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, bitch.
Bro,
or like
so
they're taking
fucking...
a piss. Just like, hold on, dude. Just wrap it up.
Give me 1 second.
You
should
have seen the chick I scored last night.
My favorite one, though, was when the guy was on the $1 million question. And he's like, I'm going to use my lifeline. They're like, who do you want to call? And they go, my dad. And the dad picks up and he's like, hey, dad. Listen, I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm calling you. You're my lifeline. The dad's like, oh my gosh, what? And he goes, nothing, dad. I just want to let you know I'm about to win $1 million.
Ah, because he knew the answer.
He knew the answer. Like, that was just such a sweet moment to do that.
He got it wrong. Oh, yeah. I'm about to win $1 million, dad.
Oh, God.
What was it? If you go to the next stage, you lose it all, right? Like, if you got to 500, you could be like,
You walk away, or
you lose it all. Yeah, you see like those little moments right there, like the white?
Yeah. Parts?
I think those were when you stop.
Oh,
you can,
okay.
Yeah,
you
there's certain tiers of it that you keep going.
Wow.
But, dude, they make it hard, man, because, like, the next winning is 250K, but then they'll be like, you can walk home with 60K, and you're like, make it better. Just, like, what about, like, let's do 150.
Why didn't Ken ever go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh. I bet once you're committed to like a huge run on one game show, you can't go on another like quiz game show. Mm. And I bet he made way more money on a Jeopardy than he would have ever won on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Can we look up, what's his last name? Jennings. Ken Jennings, that's right. Ken Jennings' total Jeopardy earnings.
Wait, yeah, do you...
I think it's like a couple mil. Said,
he ran that shit for so long.
All the way.
Do you think you can vet 4.3
million.
Do you think you can vet people where you don't want anybody like too smart on the show?
The producer's like, this guy's going to take a million. We don't have the budget for it.
No, because it's also not like that fun if every person on there is winning them. You know,
but
like,
it makes good TV. Lying. I think a lot of people, when he was at his high, were tuning into Jeopardy because they wanted to see him win.
My parents were hooked when he was on.
And I'm not sure if when he started losing, were they trying to manipulate the game to like get him off they try to get someone on there who could really just stump him.
Ken Jennings, he's not like a host. He's just a guy that's
the host. He's the host now.
Oh, but he won for
74 in a row. He was unbeatable.
And they let him back on? Oh, because people loved him.
He knows the show like the back of his hand, which makes him like a perfect host because it's just...
You know what? I bet you they're like, hey, we're not going to pay you the full winning, but we'll pay you per episode. Like, we'll give you like half of it or something to be like, hey, it's like a salary every year you can play, but like, I don't know.
He's such a class act. I got to go to the taping of Masters Jeopardy, and in between like commercial breaks or maybe sometimes there's like an error that happens and they got to reset everything, he'll come out and just open himself up to questions from the audience.
Yeah.
I asked him, if you were asked the same questions that you got right on the show today, could you still get them right? And he was like, that's a great question. Sometimes I have old games on
where he would
playing,
like forget what the answer is
and
over time.
There's a question that will be on and I'll be like, damn, I don't know who's going to get this. And it's me. Like, that's what he said. Getting it. So he goes, yeah, there's definitely questions out there. I was at a high and I could get back then, but not now.
He's starting to look like the original host.
That's good.
He's a good man. I bet he's mid 40s, late 40s.
And he's sitting pretty, 74 times whatever winnings he won every one of those episodes?
Mm-hmm. Won 4.3, and now he's getting paid to be the host, baby. What a...
Oh, baby!
Big family dad. He's a nice guy.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Alabama, Birmingham.
You do that every year, right?
No, usually I go to the lake. But my family's going on a cruise. Or my parents are. They're going to Italy.
Nice.
An Italian cruise. Mm-hmm. Oh, that must be nice. What cruise line is it?
I have no... It's not one of the big ones. It's one of those like cool, hip, smaller ones.
That's what I want to do. If I was to do a cruise next, I would do a smaller line.
What do you mean a hip one? Is it a cruise or a big?
I would say more of like an indie cruise. It's not like you're like Carnival, Royal Caribbean.
I know the thing is, I didn't even know there was cruises that weren't those cruises. I didn't know there was like ones that were smaller than that.
They've got like ultra luxury smaller ones.
I know the ultra luxury ones that are like the Royal Caribbean.
No.
Like the one in Triangle of Sadness, like that one. It's like
to me that's just a big yacht that like
basically.
Oh, that's what it is.
I don't think my parents are going on like a super, super nice one.
Doesn't Four Seasons have their own cruise line?
They sure do.
That would be, yeah.
How much would that be? What, like $500,000 to do the whole?
If you're doing one of those like 6 month ones,
that's too long.
Did you see Alex Earl did one of those? She did like one of those. It was like the Royal Caribbean one, but look, nice. And you know, she got that shit for free because I saw the tags everywhere. I was like, ooh, damn.
What are you doing? Your birthday's coming up. Or wait, did it already happen?
My birthday's coming up next week, but today's my birthday day.
Oh, yeah.
Today, right now, as you guys are listening, is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Zane.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank
you. What are you going to do for your birthday?
I don't know. I like don't.
You don't want to like do anything? You can go treat yourself and do something you want to do.
Exactly. The thing is, I'm going to Vegas, F1.
Mm. Oh, sick.
He's not going. Yeah. I just talked to him like he's going.
He hit me to rub it in my face.
I'm going to F1 for from the 20th to like the 22nd or something. And I guess that'll be my birthday weekend, right? That's just like, I'll do this. So that's why in my head I'm like, oh, I don't I don't need to do anything on my birthday.
You got something.
Honestly, I'll probably be with you guys watching this.
There you go.
On my birthday. Looking at the comments and shit.
How old are you turning?
34.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I'm older than you, and I'm 33.
You're turning 33.
I'm turning 34.
Zane,
really?
You're turning 33.
I don't believe you guys.
Zane, you're turning 33.
I'm turning 33?
Yes, because I'm not 34.
I told everybody 34.
Zane. Well, okay, you got yourself a little extra year.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Dude, I've been telling everybody I'm 33 for the past 2 months. Holy shit.
We just had to pull up famous birthdays.
Wow, you do forget, though. That's why, like, people in their 40s and 50s, they're not fucking remembering that shit anymore. I get that.
It's tough.
Oh, boy. I'm 32. Wow. Oh, I feel like, I kind of feel like a kid now. That's nice.
Not so bad.
Are you asking for anything for your birthday? Like, what is Hadaya going to get you? What's your mom going to get you?
Here's the thing. I've never really asked for gifts ever. Yeah. Even before, never asked for gifts. The only gift I've ever wanted ever is usually like a phone, like a new phone.
Okay.
Like if my phone's broken, I'm like, oh, I really just want a new phone. Either for my birthday or Christmas. That's it. Everything else is like my mom will be so frustrated where like, I won't tell her what I want for my birthday. So she'll end up giving me like, the new phone, because she's just like expected, like new, and then like socks, underwear, okay. New gym shorts,
yeah,
a big thing of candy. Like she'll fill up the stocking with candy. That would usually be my main gift is usually a new phone.
There you go.
And I've always loved that.
That sounds exactly like my Christmas or birthday. Just socks, like one kind of big gift, and then just socks and underwear.
But I do love those gifts because I never go out and buy myself gym shorts or buy myself underwear or like, I don't think to buy that shit. So it's really nice that my mom was just like, here you go. You probably need it. I'm like, yes, I do. Thank you for getting me that 80 pack fucking black and white socks.
This is great.
Yeah. Socks, underwears, vitamins. I get a whole bottle of like biotin.
Yeah.
That's good.
I wish there was just like a date printed on socks and underwear so you can really know how long.
Like an expiration date?
A manufacture date to know how long have I owned this piece of under. Because you just don't know. And sometimes you need like a new pair.
Yeah, but I feel like you can kind of tell when you're wearing underwear, you're like,
yeah,
I could sure use a new pair of
the material starts getting those little balls.
Yes.
You said, it's like it starts like coagulating with your hairs and your inner thighs. Like that's when you know it's like it is time.
Yeah.
And then but like there's times I don't know why there's constantly there'll be holes in my shit, but it's embarrassing because when you see holes in underwear, that means oh that shit's old. But like my new underwear I'll wear for like 2 months and then there's a hole in it. I'm like, am I expanding in these? Like, what's going on?
You know what I think it is? I think the manufacturers are getting cheaper because the tradition in my house is we call it fundies. Like my mom goes and gets like a unique pack of underwear and that's kind of like the fun, whatever. But the pack that she got me for Christmas last year is already like the band is tearing at the seams.
That's what goes first for me. I don't get like holes or anything. The band just loses like elasticity and it kind of just like that's what fails first.
I'll do it.
I don't even think I get the ones with the bands. I like it loose because it's remember in the pocket the other sets where like you always see me like pulling my shirt. It's because I hate tight fucking underwear.
Okay.
I need it like loose. You know those like boxers you used to wear in middle school where they're like huge and plaid.
Yeah.
And they went over your pants because they're so goddamn like
they're sturdier at the waist too.
Yeah.
Than like,
yeah. I still like to wear that type of every time I'll look at Calvin Klein underwear, I'm like, ooh yeah.
Okay.
I'll feel good. And then halfway through the day I'm like And they're really good underwear. It's just like real tight for me. I just need like breathing room.
The exact opposite. I don't know how people wear those traditional like plaid boxers because
Me neither. I hate sticking to myself.
Well, no, not the traditional. Are you talking about just like the loose?
But just the loose.
The boxers?
Because it always gets bunched up in my pants.
Yeah. I'll wear those with my pajamas.
That makes sense.
Like if I got my little pajama set,
the worst,
and then I'll have my boxers on.
When that waistband flips upside down on itself,
oh yeah,
oh gosh,
I see that sometimes,
dude. That drives me. Like right now, it's fucking.
I know it makes me feel like a little big.
It's
like,
the nautical, nautical wave.
I hate it. I hate that feeling. And then you.
We should roll the intro though.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because it's been a minute.
it's Comic Talk, baby!
Let's go! Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And welcome back to another Zane Heath Unfiltered episode. Thank you for being here, and thank you. And it's my birthday, so everybody be nice. Everybody laugh at all my jokes. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Gas him up in the comments.
Gas me up in the comments. Say happy birthday. Say I look good in this tight black shirt. Say I look good in these jeans. Say I look skinny, and say my muscles are bigger than usual.
Mm. You know what? I was noticing that earlier today. I was like, Zane's got like dad arms now, but like in a good way.
Dad arms, yeah. Well, that's
good, Jared. That was really nice. That was good. That was good. It makes me feel...
Since it is your birthday episode, we got a little surprise for you. And I feel like we should probably do a little present first before we start the episode.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready.
Can you help me
real quick?
Am I just staying here?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, the box is set.
Okay.
Okay, Zane. Are you ready for your present?
Yes.
Okay, you can remove your blindfold.
Oh, boy.
It might be a little bit intimidating. It's kind of a big gift.
Yeah, we're surprised we were able to get it.
Do you want to open it or do you want to try to guess?
It's why is it so big? Is it a person? Is somebody in there?
Yes, there is a heartbeat.
But maybe not, though, because yes, but...
It could be a broken heart. It's a blast from the past. An emotional time capsule.
No, guys.
It's definitely something you will recognize, but I don't know if you have the fondest memories.
No. Wait, we've talked about this.
You haven't?
Are you pranking me back from the fucking Justin Bieber? This is nowhere near.
I'm surprised
the Justin Bieber prank bit.
I'm surprised this person said yes. Hopefully, you'll be happy with their presence as a present.
Oh my God, I didn't take enough medication for this.
Good.
It's my birthday.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm having doubts, Heath.
Oh my God. Okay.
I think it's going to be a roller coaster. Of an episode?
Yeah, you guys might not have left on the best note with one another. Who knows? You may have this person blocked.
Oh, true.
Oh,
would you like to open your present?
Well, it's a human, so I think just come on out.
Oh my God!
It's Leah!
Surprise!
Leah! Oh my God.
I hope you get out.
Yeah.
Oh. That is funny. Leah.
Hey.
I haven't seen you in forever.
Oh,
I
thought you'd never seen me.
No, when they said X, I thought it was my...
Yeah. Hey, Leah. Good to see you.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back.
That scared the shit out of me. I was like, yo, Heath, what are we doing?
Okay, here we go.
All right. Let's roll the intro again.
Run it back.
Again.
It's a new show. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And today we have a very, very special surprise guest for my birthday, my ex-assistant, Leah.
Ex-assistant, Leah. That sounds so harsh.
Former.
Well, what are you, former?
I don't know, whatever.
We're like still friends.
No, we are friends, but it's just to the people,
yeah.
You are my ex-assistant. Yeah, we're friends, but like to the people, you're my ex-assistant.
Yeah. Ex-assistants back to friends.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
That quit on me.
I did quit on it.
Let's get in it. You quit on me.
I was going to start with that too, just because I was like, one, I miss you.
Okay. All right.
I actually came here to get my job back.
All right. Exes usually miss you. Exes usually miss you after.
Yes. After I left you, I realized what a great, amazing boss you were. And
she's really fighting for that job.
Grass is always greener.
She's actually here to give in her resume again.
I brought it. It's in my purse. I'd like to deliver it. I got a little more experience and I'm coming back.
We could do there another interview right now.
Before we continue, this podcast is brought to you in part by Stash.
What if you could start investing without ever picking a single stock? With Stash, the experts handle the hard part for you. Stash isn't just another investing app. It's a registered investment advisor that combines automated investing with expert guidance, so you don't have to worry about figuring it out on your own. You can choose from personalized investments or let Stash's award-winning smart portfolio do the work for you.
And with Stash, investing doesn't feel like gambling. It's simple, smart, and stress-free, so your money can finally start working as hard as you do. Get access to world-class financial advice with personalized guidance for just a $3 monthly subscription. And Stash has already helped millions of Americans reach their financial goals.
Don't let your money sit around. Put it to work with Stash. Go to get.stash.com/unfiltered to see how you can receive $25 towards your first stock purchase and to view important disclosures. That's get.stash.com/unfiltered.
Paid non-client endorsement, not representative of all clients and not guaranteed. Investment advisory services offered by Stash Investments, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk. Offer is subject to terms and conditions. Thank you, Stash, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
But how have you been?
I've been great. I was like, my life has been insane.
So much better since I've left you.
How long has it been?
I think last time I saw Leah was in person, I would say.
But whenever I quit.
Last week.
No, I saw you at some birthday party. I mean, it was probably Patricia's birthday party.
Okay. So.
Oh, and Zane acted like he didn't know me.
What do you mean? I was sober. You know how I am sober at parties.
I don't want to talk to you when I'm sober.
I'm like, oh, okay, you really hate me.
No, it's because you were really drunk. I remember that. Yeah. You were there, and I just got there. I was sober. I didn't even know if I was going to drink that night. And normally nights like that, I'm just like, I'm just going to say hi. I'm going to say happy birthday, Patricia, and then I'm probably going to go home because I'm like, wasn't in the mood.
Fair.
You probably got me at a wrong moment.
But it was open bar, so it was. I took advantage because I think it was till a certain time, so I'm gonna get all the drinks in. That whole tab was actually me.
Yeah, no, and it went away in like 30 minutes. They were like, "You need to put more."
They're
money
like, "Someone named Leah Bars has taken the whole tab."
Wait, you know that every time I see you is a great time. You know what I mean? Every time I see you, I'm like, oh, I do miss seeing her every day at the house.
It was like we were such good friends, but I did feel like it came to a point where you had gotten like a social media manager who had kind of taken over everything. Mm-hmm. And to be so fair, like this is like a perfect sounding job, but you were paying me so much money to do almost nothing. Mm. Like I was
pretty much paying you to be my friend.
Yeah, to be your friend. Yeah. And I was like your personal chef. But I was like, come on, you gotta be sick of the ground beef.
Yeah, we weren't going up from where we were.
And I wanted to grow in that space, and I just feel like there wasn't room for me to grow.
She said, Zane, I was trying to grow, and you were holding me back.
You were actually, you were going up, and I was staying.
So, so you're offering to come back, take the job for a lesser salary? That's what this is?
Yes, is that
no,
what?
No, I'm actually at a position right now that I actually love.
Okay, good.
But a lot has happened in my life since I've left you. I should start with, actually, directly after I stopped working for you, I remember I told you I had gotten a job.
Yes.
And I was ready to kind of hit the celebrity realm again. And like, you're a celebrity, but in a different way.
I'm like a fake one.
It's like I went from working for a celebrity, which took over my entire life. I was a nanny for a celebrity family. And then I wanted to do assisting. So I went up to Zane's. And then I feel like that was like, got me on the right track to what I wanted to actually do. And so, I was so stoked. I got a job with a celebrity. And let me tell you, it was the job from hell. And I feel like quitting for Zane, it was like, I think I mentioned at that party to Patricia, I was like, wait, Zane, like, would you take me back?
That was one of the first things you said when you came.
You go, like, I don't really think I need an assistant right now. I'm like, wait, really? Like, please, I would love to come back. But no, it was insane. Like,
it's because I feel like Well, I don't know if you want to even say who you're working with. But
I don't have to say, like, who I can work with.
Which list? Are they A-list, B-list, C-list?
Okay,
we know them.
They're like, it's like a reality TV star.
Okay.
I would say like C-D.
Got it.
Okay, and like, I remember like she would just like degrade me as a personal assistant daily and be like, Leah, I understand that you've never worked for a celebrity at my level. I'm like, bitch, I worked for the Kardashians. Yeah, like, baby, right?
Who are you?
Fucking clock it. What's that?
Who are you? Isn't it Two Fingers?
Clock it, yeah.
Lean back.
Your age is showing, okay? How old are you now?
I just found out that I turned 33 today. I thought I was turning 34.
No, it's okay. I just turned 31 and it really hurts.
You're 31?
You're in your 30s. Yeah. I thought you were like 27.
You would guess by the way I act, right? I can't grow up. I just can't.
You look young.
Well, and like this thing that I just got myself into, like I feel like I'm a kid again, you know?
Yeah.
So we get this new job with this CD list who's already thinking she's just high and mighty. How long had you been working with this person for? Like, or where are we at now on the time?
Okay, so It was, I had, I think, a grand total of like 5 months I worked for her. And I'm one of those people who I want to, like, I'm determined to, like, be the best, to, like, try to prove her wrong. Like, you want to tell me I haven't worked for that list? Like, I'm going to show you. But at the same time, she was kind of one of those people. And I give her grace because she was going through a lot at the time. And I feel like I really do love her as an individual. Like, I feel like I'd be friends with her, and I still talk to her this day. Working for her is a whole nother story. Yeah. But you can't help somebody who's not ready to be helped, or like who won't give you the time to help them. So I just feel like that's kind of where she was at. And so when things didn't get done, she'd be like, well, this didn't get done today. I'm like, well, you didn't give me 15 minutes of your day to approve something or to get these things done.
Yeah.
She also just like didn't have the right help in her house. She didn't have the right housekeepers, the right everything. So her house was just... Disaster. It needed help.
Would she be the type, if you tried to do something on your own without her telling you, she would like judge it?
Yes, but then if I did it on my own, it was like, why did you do that? You did it all wrong. Now start over.
Can you give an age range on this person? Are they millennial, or are they like?
Yeah, I'd probably say like 40s.
Okay, 40s. All right.
But like the craziest thing is like I love organizing, as you know. I did it in your house as much as I could.
I got
like,
the Kardashian closet.
Yeah, like I tried my hardest to like bring that to Zane. And so I do that. I've learned so much from them of an organization. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. But she had so much shit in her closet. She's like a big, I don't know how much I wanted to say, but she just like, she has a great closet, multiple closets of like designer, right? So I'm like, where do you even begin to do this? So then the fires happen. And she lived right on the line of like, to evacuate or not. And so I was like, I'm going to take this up. Cause she was like, Leah, you need to go in my house. You and, this one other assistant that like worked in the family.
Yeah.
And, you guys are going to completely clear my closet. And I was like, okay, like that's a task. And she goes, everything needs to be in a, what are they called?
A garment bag.
Okay. And a dust bag.
But leave it in the house, obviously.
No. Hold on.
Wine cooler?
It's actually vodka. Vodka on ice. So yeah, she was like, everything needs to be in a dust bag. Everything needs to be in like a garment bag, jacket, shoes, everything. Keep in mind, this woman probably has over like 200 designer bags. That's 200 dust bags and putting these things in, right? And to care for them carefully, not putting them all in boxes, to like individually put them in. She wanted me to put it into a U-Haul, and then we were going to park the U-Haul at a friend's house.
Wait, why? So why do these purses have to be so like...
Because if they bend, scratch, whatever, it lessens their value. Yeah, it's going to ruin them.
I thought people love vintage Birkins. Like if it's like has like, you know, character to it.
Not if it's got smoke in it and just like dirty and crushed
Okay, and I'm not a designer bitch, so I don't really know the ins and outs of like having nice things because I ruin everything. So I took her bag one day and she was like, can you put it up on the top? And I was like, yeah. So I was doing something, so I put it on the ground. She goes, I was what? And she was like, did you just put my bag on the ground? I was like,
just a purse just on the ground
in your closet. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you have housekeepers every day or clean this ground. Yeah. It was like the biggest deal. And so I've learned. So now I was like placing things everywhere.
Again, I'm trying to hide her identity. But like, is she like, was she from here? Like, is she from like a different country? Like where?
No, she's from here.
Self-made. Yeah.
It's so interesting that there's like people out there like that.
Yeah.
That,
so-
Fires are happening.
Fires are happening.
She's telling you, yes. I want all my clothes and garment bags.
We have a day to do this. So the other assistant kind of in charge of the heavy things, art, all that kind of stuff. And then I was in charge of the clothes. So anyway, I did the unthinkable and got majority of like the nicest things into this U-Haul.
Yeah.
Next day, the thing lifts. She goes, put it all back. You guys don't understand. I cleared the closet. Like it is empty. And I'll show you guys pictures, but it is fucking insane how much stuff was, like, I have undone. So to think about bringing it back, right, and half the bags we put somewhere at a friend's house. So in my mind, if I'm going to set up, because I was like, honestly, I'll take this as a silver lining.
She didn't get the memo of essentials only, I'm guessing.
Her Birkin is an essential.
Her whole closet is not an essential, though.
I mean, at those prices,
yeah.
Like it was a majority of it. Like some of the stuff, like we definitely left behind, but the bags, the shoes, everything was taken.
Okay,
yeah. And at one point, her handyman was like, fuck this, and just took all the shoes and like dragged them into boxes. So I was like, oh my God. I was like, I didn't do this. So I was just hoping she didn't see that, right? Yeah, but anyway, So next day, she was like, I need you to come to my hotel. She was staying at a hotel with her kids. And she was like, I need you to come to my hotel, pack up my bags, go to my house, undo the U-Haul, and set up the closet.
So I was all
like,
over again.
All over again. So I was like, silver lining, I'm going to have the chance to organize her closet in the way I would do it. So I was like, I got this. I'm going to impress the fuck out of her. Like, this is my moment to shine.
Yeah.
So
make it look better than what it looked like before.
Color coordinating? Is that your thought process?
Color coordinating, like working for Courtney, she literally taught me like the color coordinating. So I was like, oh, I cannot wait. Cause what she had, what some like person came in and did her closet, it looked horrible.
Mm. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm ready. And, anyway, me and her housekeeper are undoing every garment bag, every dust bag, laying it out on a table, making sure nothing's on the ground. And keep in mind, the handyman had taken all the shoes, heels, sandals,
and
everything, and just
box.
Dragged it into a box. So now we're having to put all the shoes out, find the matches, blah, blah, blah. She was on set that day. So she's like, by the time I get home, this closet better be done. And I was like, fuck. So I get to the hotel by like maybe 10 or 11 because she's not packed. So I had to pack all of her bags. Pack her bags, and then my thought process was, I'm going to go pick up her Birkins from her friend's house, because why would I organize a closet with missing pieces?
Right? Exactly.
So then she goes, you can never follow directions. I can't understand why you went to go pick them up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, because in my head that makes the most sense. You have so much shit. I need to figure out where I need to put everything. So whatever. Anyway, got yelled at for that already. We're off to a horrible start. Like, it was just...
This was like the first... Like the first time you were working with this person?
It was like within the first like couple weeks.
Wow.
But I had already been like, you're doing this
type
wrong.
Of shit. Like, sounds like you've been working there for maybe a year and like, oh, it's like, you, no. This better be done. It's like, oh, okay. She must feel comfortable talking
about
that.
Oh, no, she felt comfortable day one. But we had a really weird connection. Like, we got along so well. And I remember that first week she was like, we're going to build an empire together. And I was like, yes, we are. And that shit went south. Yeah. So we're building shit.
That was me and Heath with every brand that we built.
Yeah, no, truly. So anyway, I did the unthinkable, right? I did I filled up her entire first closet. And she gets, and sure, there's boxes, and I'm like still working at the time she gets home. And she looks at it. It looks amazing, by the way. She looks at it and she goes, you can go home. I go, what? Like, what? I was like, I was so excited to show
like
you.
Like the Meryl Streep and Devil Wears Prada.
I put your, that's exactly what I feel like. I was in the Devil Wears Prada. I was like, I put all your wallets here. Your shoes are here. Like, explaining it all. She goes, Leah, you just like, you just don't know how to follow directions, do you? And I'm like, what the fuck did I do wrong? And I was like, okay.
What were the directions?
I didn't. The first thing I should have done apparently was unpack her because I didn't unpack her suitcase yet. I just kind of ignored that because it was all clothes, and I didn't unpack her toiletry bag so that when she got home, she had to dig through a toiletry bag to find her toothbrush and stuff.
Oh, got it.
So
okay.
Fuck the closet. Yeah. She couldn't brush her teeth. She couldn't unzip something. So that was just sitting on her counter.
Yeah, she was already had her own ditty bag at the hotel.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh. It's a Diddy bag.
It's like a toiletry
bag.
Like P. Diddy bag?
Yeah, I don't know.
I never heard of that.
What did you say? It was a Diddy bag.
Do you call them Diddy bag? You call them Diddy bags.
Yeah, Diddy bag.
I call them Doc Kits, but like, I don't know.
I call it a toiletry bag.
I'm
that's
Doc
what I call it. Toiletry bag. I don't know how to say it, but I say toiletry bag.
Yeah. So then I was like.
Look, were you getting paid better than me?
Barely.
So more?
I was getting more, but a fair more.
Whatever. Okay.
But not far off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it was for a bigger job. Like, it was like, I had more stuff
intensive.
To do. So, like,
yeah.
I should have been paid more.
Yeah. Well, you're about to build an empire with her. So, like,
yeah,
you
we're
know,
building a fucking empire.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When she says, go home, wait, is this the end of the gig?
Oh,
or just go,
eight,
you're done,
go, yeah,
you're clocking
tonight.
Out.
Done
like,
for the day. She
like
couldn't look at you anymore.
Or like 10 p.m. I'd been there all day.
Yeah.
Like, and doing this. And she was like, go home, see you tomorrow. I was like, okay.
I don't remember last time I had you at my household 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy.
No. And I probably willingly would have done it.
And what time would you even get there?
It kind of depended on the day and what she had going on, but like if she had a meeting in the morning, I'd make sure I was there. So like 8 a.m., but like something to 6, basically.
Got it. Okay.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
SeatGeek, with over 35 million downloads, it is the number one rated ticketing app. They got more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and so much more. Right now, you can get tickets to a whole bunch of artists that are out right now. Billie Eilish, Lorde, Sabrina Carpenter, Tame Impala, Rod Wave, the Jonas Brothers, John Legend, and so much more. We love SeatGeek.
That's right. We use SeatGeek for everything. We're actually going to be going to a Rams game soon, and obviously, we're going to be using SeatGeek to get our tickets.
And SeatGeek has got your back, baby. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Green means good. Red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee.
That's right. And with the holiday season just around the corner, give the gift of tickets this year and use code UNFILTERED2025 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTERED2025.
Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
So, yeah, that was crazy. But then I was, like, so determined still. I was, like, I was miserable, but I was, like, I have to, like, I don't know, just I couldn't quit. But then it came to a point where I was like, I am so unhappy here that I know that anyone would be lucky to have me as assistant, so I'm not staying. So I kept asking her to talk, but she would never give me the time, to the point where it was her son's birthday, and I didn't wrap the presents for him, and she had a full-blown freak out, called me upstairs. Like, I had to have her housekeepers wrap the presents. Like, she was shocked that I showed up without them being wrapped when I could have just wrapped them at the house.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was like, I can't believe you were texting me, asking me this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's so crazy that I even have to tell you these things, whatever. And so anyway, she goes, Leah, this just isn't working out. And I was like, thank God you said that, because I've been trying to quit for the last week. And she's like, oh, really? Why? And I was like, because. And
oh, so you're saying this.
Oh, yeah. So we just start going at each other. And I was like, as your next assistant, you should probably work on this. And she's like, as an assistant, you should work on this.
Oh,
and she starts
wow.
like listing things. And I'm sensitive as fuck. As hard as I can try to like come at you, I start crying.
Yeah.
Like, she's hurting my feelings. I'm like, oh, my God. So I took my wheelie chair at her desk and I just turn around. And I was like, okay, if you're gonna keep yelling at me, then I'm just gonna sit here, like, just stop, like, this is fucking rude. And so she's like, Leah, come here, give me a hug, I could see you in my life forever. Maybe this is like right person, wrong time kind of thing. Like, maybe you need to go somewhere and like learn more. And I'm like,
so
it's right.
Very hot and cold, it seems like this.
Yeah, but it's like, it's crazy because I really do love her. Like, I still text her, but like, I would never work for her again.
Right.
It was just, some people just don't mesh.
How long was the previous assistant, or did she have
everybody one? Had been there for like months. And it's always, we don't talk about that name in this house. They were the worst assistant ever.
Well, she's the common denominator.
Well,
then,
that's what I try to kind of say to her in the nicest way. I'm like, hey, maybe it's like the communication. I don't know.
It's not me. It's you, babe.
Do people like that ever do find a long-term assistant that that deals with that type of behavior?
I don't know what she needs. And I almost feel like she, I don't know.
Or is it normal
I'm pretty
for
easy to, like, I'm pretty easygoing. And maybe that's the problem. I need to be more high-strung for her or like more assertive. I don't know.
Did you have communication at all with the previous assistant?
No. Ooh, we don't say her name in the house.
That would be a good vent session.
But like, or it's like, I always feel like when you're onboarding somebody new, at least getting to talk to the previous one to be like, what should I really be aware of to, so you're not just walking on eggshells.
No, this is the craziest part. I forgot about this. This is what fucking started pissing me off. So I clean her desk every day. I started seeing assistant resumes. And so you know what I did? I made a folder of it and I labeled it assistant resumes. I said, by the way, all those assistant resumes, I put them in the first thing. And she goes, oh, thank you, honey.
That's crazy.
I was like, awesome. That's just rude.
So like, when she goes like, thank you, honey, is she also being like passive aggressive, like being
condescending? I could never tell what was like.
Anyone who says honey a lot is like a red flag.
It was
like,
always
sweetie,
sweetie, honey. Oh, honey.
Don't honey me.
Oh, sweetie. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's so condescending.
Yes.
Would she go through a lot of employees? Because I'm guessing she doesn't only have an assistant. She probably has like a chef, housekeeper.
Yeah, but then it's like sometimes when you have people that have been there for a long time, I take that as like a it's a good thing. Like her nanny had been there since the kids were babies, but also as a nanny, I know like most times you don't always directly have to work with them, which is like a different dynamic. Like also I'm with the kids all the time. So I don't know. It was an experience for sure. So that was my first time being fired. But I also quit, so I take that, like, yeah, whatever.
And do you like nannying better, or do you like, the assistant?
I like being an assistant better. I think I have a really good thing going right now with my new job, but which is crazy, because in between this job and my new job, I was like, oh my God, this is my time. I'm about to turn 31, like, I need to figure out my life. And I get this DM on my TikTok, which I never, ever check my TikTok DMs. And how much should I say about this?
You shouldn't talk too much about it.
So then, yeah, I receive this DM, and it's a casting director, and it's something that's, like, right up my alley. And I was like, it sounded like the weirdest idea, by the way. So I was like, I mean, fuck it. I have nothing going in my life. Like, I can't be an assistant forever. Like, yeah. I'm 31. I'm like, what's the worst case?
It's time to build an empire by yourself.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Make a name for yourself.
I'm gonna build an empire. Yeah, with some, like, myself and my, you know, my world.
She starts bullying her assistant. She's like, you fucking.
I'm like, hey, clear my closet and put it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is this casting opportunity, are they saying this is for a movie, is a reality show, game show? What is it?
I can't say, but it is a TV show.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
But yeah, no. And when I heard the network, I was like, whoa, I'm a star.
Whoa.
And I feel like I was born for this. And I've always said I wish somebody would just, like, hand me a show. And that's pretty much what happened.
So you got the damn gig, Leah.
I got it.
That's so awesome. It, like, followed through and it actually happened. Because, like, casting DMs, like, with influencer connection stuff, you get a lot. And a lot of times, just casting directors, they just want to take meetings to take meetings.
Totally. They're putting out feelers.
Get bodies in rooms and say, because that's their work.
Yeah.
But they're never taking you that seriously. That is so cool.
I told Zane, though, I said, hey, if this show goes off, I promise I'll be your first. This will be the first podcast I do.
Yeah.
I'll spill all the tea.
There we go.
That's amazing. But, like, no, I can't wait for it to come on. I can't wait for us to be able to just talk about, like, what you did out there.
And then as soon as I get home, I'm like, okay, back on Hinge, because not one person was hot where I was. And, like, I promised my mom I would not have sex on TV, and I didn't.
Oh, hey, good on you.
That's good.
Good.
Yeah, so then I get home, and I'm like, dude, like, I need to, you know, I need some action.
It just sucks that you can't talk to anybody about it either. Like, really?
Yeah, no,
because
you can't.
Did you get home and hit up the serial killer?
Dude. Oh, no, you know, I keep getting DMs about, like, an update on that guy. Honestly, he went MIA, but also he got a little too crazy.
Hold on. Serial killer guy.
Yeah, you remember the guy that she was dating?
Oh, the bullet.
Yeah.
The bullet.
Okay. No, the bullet.
The bullet hole.
Give the listeners and the viewers just a skinny of that to catch up if they missed it.
I met a guy at a bar because I, like, pointed at him, told him to come here because he had a dimple and I love dimples. Come to find out it was a bullet hole. He was, like, a full-blown criminal. he had, like, burner phones. He was here. He was there. He was, like, I think he was in the mafia. He told me he was in the CIA. But he was not in the CIA.
I'm surprised he didn't come out there to see you.
Well,
while you're
I haven't talked to him since the last time we filmed that podcast because he got a little too criminal on me. Like, I think he was here. He, like, flew to LA randomly. Remember, he was, like, abroad somewhere and wouldn't tell me where he was. And then he was like, let's hang out. But every time I talked to him, he was, like, muffling, like, on the phone. So I was like, he's, like, fucked up. And I didn't really like that. And so he was staying at a hotel by the airport. I'm like, oh, you are broke. Like, you are a criminal. Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? So I was like, this isn't working.
He needs to, just in case he needs to jet out of there quick.
The
you know?
Thrill was gone. Mm-hmm. So he got the boot.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Look, guys, shorter days don't have to be so dismal. It's time to reach out and check in with those you care about and to remind ourselves that we're not alone. As seasons change and days grow darker sooner, it can be a tough time for many. This November, BetterHelp is encouraging everyone to reach out, check in on friends, reconnect with loved ones, and remind people in your life that you're there. Just as it can take a little courage to send that message or grab coffee with someone you haven't seen in a while, reaching out for therapy can feel difficult too, but it's worth it. And it almost always leaves people wondering, why didn't I do this sooner?
And I know it can be tough to talk to friends and loved ones sometimes about things you're dealing with, which is why BetterHelp is a great option.
That's right. They got quality therapists who work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. They do the initial match working for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences. Their 12 plus years of experience and industry leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recs.
And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, having served over 5 million people globally. And it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews.
So this month, don't wait to reach out. Whether you're checking in on a friend or reaching out to a therapist yourself, BetterHelp makes it easier to take that first step. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
But I went on a date with this guy, and it actually was like a really, because I cut off everybody before I left. I was like, I'm not having any ties to any man.
She knew she was
blown. While I was gone.
Fuck y'all. I'm gonna be big.
Well, and like if I met a guy on the show, like I wanted it to be like, I didn't feel guilty for anything. Or yeah.
Having to pick up like the duck phone and like calling back home and being
Not doing it. So cut off everybody. So I come back and I go on the date with this guy, and to be honest, it was like the best date I've had in a really, really long time. We had so much fun, and like he drove to pick me up, and I got a little drunk at dinner, and I was having fun, and after dinner we went to the bar and had a couple drinks, and then he drops me off, and I could just feel like he was nervous and like wasn't gonna kiss me, so I just leaned in and like went for it. I was like, "You're gonna kiss me."
Hey, Leah, thank you for that.
Yeah,
you know it's sometimes it's scary, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice to have girls.
What are you, pervert?
He smacks me. Bitch.
Oh yeah, the guy.
But you could just tell like he didn't know what to do. Like he pulled up to my house.
Yeah.
And so,
do you do that? Do girls do like have tactics like the dangling the keys by the front door or the?
Well, he didn't lock the door, so I was just kind of like looking, like waiting for him to like say whatever, and I was just like, all right, I'm gonna go in for it. So, we started making out, and then he's like, okay, well, like I had so much fun tonight, and I was like, he's not gonna come in. Like I know I shouldn't have like. I shouldn't do that, but like I was ready. Like,
You still think the cameras are on you?
I'm like, yeah. So anyway, I was just like texting him after. I was like, thanks for tonight. It was so fun. He's like, yeah. It was like the kiss was so good, and I was like, well, come make out again. He's like right now, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Over. So that kind of set a preface. I kind of want your advice on this, right? Because now that this whole thing is happening, I feel like I don't really want a relationship. I feel like my life might be changing, and like I'm not really ready to give myself to somebody, especially if like I'm gonna be busy and doing things like, you know, the whole new world is opening. I wanna be single, but I am 31. So it's like,
if this guy's great, you like him, I think that's a good thing before, you know, all this comes out and then you've got other attention because of success or because of, you know, some sort of clout, right?
Yeah.
I think if he's a cool dude, you really like him, I say ride with it until then.
Yeah.
If things fall apart and then, you know, it fizzles out, then that's okay. But I wouldn't hold off on a good guy in hopes that, you know, this is going to bring an opportunity for something.
Because it's going to bring like awesome and a lot of attention. But it's going to bring in a lot of attention from
Like
guys that you may not.
Liam Hemsworth.
Right.
Big.
You have 3-4 months until it comes out. Don't do anything serious.
I wouldn't do anything serious if I were you. I would just kind of wait. And the 30 is the new 20, baby.
That's what
we're
I'm saying.
Young.
I still
we're
like,
thriving.
I'm mentally like 25.
Yeah. I wouldn't think, don't say like, oh, I'm 31. That's fine. Just like.
Yeah. But then other side of it. So I feel like because I like brought him home first night, kind of set like a preface, like I don't know what it was. So I was just like, okay. So the second time he's like, I want to see you again. He was always texting me, blah, blah, blah. And
it's a good sign because normally.
No. We were texting a lot, like normal conversations, still talking. And he's like, I want to see you this week. I'm leaving for like a trip this weekend. So I want to see you before I go.
What trip?
He was just going to see friends for Halloween. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Who travels for Halloween?
Yeah, he must love
the season.
Yeah,
that's like kind of a crazy thing to travel for Halloween.
Really? Okay.
Oh, no. She texts him, what the fuck?
Actually, who did you see?
I'm thinking about this other, the bullet dimple. You know, he was traveling too, and you know, he...
Well, he was traveling on the run.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, he doesn't have a last name.
He doesn't have a
name.
No, it's a street name. It's like a...
His name is Baby, remember?
Baby.
His name is Baby. So, yeah. So then the second time he was like, I want to see you this week. And I was like, great. He's like, should I just like come over after work? We could like watch a movie. And I was like, oh, here we go. Like, this is like setting up to be a hookup. Right. So anyway, we watched a full rom-com. Like, what's the one with Blake Lively and
It Ends With Us?
Yes. So I just kind of.
Is that a rom-com?
That is not a rom-com.
It's like half and half.
It's Colleen Hoover. Yeah, yeah.
But he watched the whole thing. Didn't even try a move. Nothing. But anyway, so then we hook up after. And so then the third time he goes for his trip, I was like, I'm going to leave him alone. No texting, no nothing. He didn't text me. But then he texted me when he got back and said, hey, sorry, I haven't talked to you. But I was just super busy. But I would like to see you again. give them the opportunity to be like, hey, yeah, let's, I said, do you want to do something or are you just trying to come over? And he goes, would you be down to order takeout and watch a movie again? So I'm like, is that setting it up to be like,
he doesn't want to take you out somewhere?
Well, now, like, so I bailed, but I'm like, I can't tell because he texts me all the time. He's having conversations with me. So I ChatGPT'd it and I put all the conversation. I go, is he just trying to fuck me? And they go, well, it sounds like he's like trying to make plans, but like it could be either way. It kind of sounds like flirty banter, but maybe like set a preface. But I'm like, I don't know how to say, like, I'm not looking for anything like serious, maybe not, but like I'm not looking for that.
Wait till you get to that conversation then, though.
What if he keeps asking me to come over?
Well, that's fine. Do you like hanging out with him?
It's been twice, but I have been enjoying it.
Wait till he makes that exclusivity conversation with you.
So I just
you're
let
not
him
there
keep
yet
coming over?
No, yeah. And you're in charge. You're also the one who made the first move, Leah. Like, right.
It's okay if it's a situationship. Just make it a situationship.
It's not like
but a situationship, this is where I get so confused for myself because it's like I want a situationship, but somebody that does stuff still. I don't want someone just to come over.
Yeah, you
want to
be taken out on a date.
Yeah. Let's do fun things together, but still have a great time.
But go hit the town in Venice.
Hit the town and fuck,
and,
you know?
And are you waiting for him to make that, bring that idea instead of you having to bring that idea up? Like, oh, we should go out and have fun.
Yeah. And well, I don't think you always have to do dinner either. Like, I don't always expect a man to like pay for my dinner. Yeah.
All right.
But like, take a stroll
he
on
should
Venice
be.
Beach.
If it's the first, like, we're going out date, who's paying for the takeout, him or you?
That's what I'm saying. I bailed.
Okay.
Huh.
I say, dude, you can't. There can't be like a third little Netflix and chill night. By the fourth time, he should be taking you out.
Fair. Okay, we'll do one more.
One more, and then if it's the same shit, then I don't know. Then by that time, I really think you need to be looking inwards. Are you really that into this?
Yeah. Am I into it, or do I like the attention?
Is this one balding?
No, he's got hair.
Oh, that's good. Okay, because I know you like to go for the bald.
How old
one.
Is he?
The bald one?
No, this guy.
The bald, stinky one. this guy is 30, no social media, which is supposed to be a green flag, but I think it's red.
What's his career?
It's both.
I can't see anything. I'm like, what were you up to this weekend?
Right.
What did you do? Who do you follow?
You want a guy who has a social media account who actually posts
he
what
told
he's
me
doing?
He plays Most a game dudes. On LinkedIn. He watches YouTube videos on guitars.
He has a LinkedIn.
He has a LinkedIn.
He plays a game on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
No.
LinkedIn has games.
Because I sent him my move is like I send a Wordle score sometimes. Like,
of course.
That's like my opening DM to men. I like send my Wordle score.
Oh, that's
very
good.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like sometimes it works.
How long's your streak?
It depends on how illiterate I am that day.
Okay.
Is he like a what is he into? Is he into sports?
He plays
like
the guitar. He used to be a football player. He works.
Okay.
I know nothing about him, right?
Right.
Maybe I don't like him.
Yeah, no, you got to get to know him
a
little bit more.
That's the problem, too. It's like on dates, it's always about me because I have so much to fucking say.
Do you ask him questions?
You're in charge,
Leah.
Yeah,
you're right. Now I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be like this.
Well, no,
or just
ask questions. Ask questions.
Do you ask him questions? Or
I think I did.
Or do you usually just like kind of ramble?
No, I ask questions because I'll talk and then I'll be like, well, yeah, what about you?
Yeah.
Got it.
I think.
Okay, yeah, does that sound just be like,
have I been talking the whole time? How are you guys?
Where's it?
How's the baby?
Where are the interviewers?
Almost
here.
The baby's not here yet.
Almost here. No, we don't have a name yet, which is kind of stressing
TikTok,
me out.
TikTok, buddy.
I told him. I was like, yo, if that baby's ready to come on, like, in 2 weeks.
No, I feel like I'm
his
naming,
name is Baby.
I feel like I'm naming, like, a band or a brand. And it's like, this is for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And are you going, like neutral, like, classic name? Or are you going a little...
She wants Italian.
Ah, Antonio.
Do like Bellissimo or something like that.
It's
or
a boy, right? It's a boy. Well,
yeah,
it's okay,
a boy.
I know that.
There was a few names that we liked, and then they kind of just like fell apart. We're just, I don't know. We're
I think
just
when you see
waiting.
Him, you'll know.
Do you like Tony?
I do, but I like Tony for a girl.
Oh, that's cute.
That is cute. Dominic?
No. Donnie?
No.
Emilio?
Mm-mm.
Emilio. Oh, Emilio. Do we know Emilio? Oh, I know one.
Yeah. Vincenzo. Vincenzo.
Vinny's but it's
always
like
cute.
My last name is so not Italian that it's like
Vincenzo.
Hussar.
Like it's kind of just like
but it is. I don't know. It's not an Italian last name, but I think it
still works.
I think it can complement an Italian.
But also,
name.
You're not Italian, so like you have to.
I'm converting.
Last name.
I'm converting.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have no idea yet. I think it's just going to be. I think it's going to hit us. I hope.
I love that.
But yes, yeah, so we're. It's weird. It could be here in 2 weeks.
Wow.
How nervous are you? Is it Mariah nervous?
No, we're not nervous at all.
That's great.
I thought I would be more. So I guess, well, by the time this episode comes out, so her sister had her baby 2 weeks early.
Aww.
And we're like exactly a month away tomorrow.
Okay.
And if it even comes 2 weeks early, that it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's hitting me, but it's not like fully hit me, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's just so weird.
Do you have your hospital locked in?
Your nursery?
The bag?
Yeah.
Did you pack the bag?
We got the go bag ready.
Do you have a meal train set up?
A meal train?
A meal train like some families like do where, well, like once you have a baby, a bunch of families will like buy your meals like every night for like weeks at a time. So you don't have to worry about cooking at all for the first month of having a baby. So you can just focus your attention on that.
I don't have anybody close enough to drop off food.
Oh, no, you know, it's the meal train sets it up, but everyone like buys your meals for, the rest of the time.
I've never heard about that.
Yeah, set up a meal train. It's pretty common in Birmingham, at least.
I know we've talked about this already, but we've talked about it in person too, off camera, but like I still don't know, like, am I flying out if that
Zane.
If baby's being delivered?
No, you don't need to
Zane's
be there.
Zane's in the room.
No, if you want Zane there.
Zane, I think you would stress me out in the hospital.
Oh, no, that's fine. No.
Wait until after.
I just don't want to be I don't want to be judged if I'm not there.
No, no, nobody would judge you.
All right. I feel like you wait until they get home and settle in a little bit.
No, no, yes. Wait till they get home. I'm saying like within the weeks of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not the day of I booked the fucking flight. I'm saying like.
He's in the hospital room. He's like, the doctor's
and
not
also,
doing it right.
No, I don't expect Heath and Mariah to text me when she's delivering the baby. Like, I don't expect. I probably won't know until like.
Sometimes they say like babies shouldn't see too many people once they're born. You kind of need. I mean, obviously, like grandma, grandpa, that's fine. But like. Give it like a month or two to like adapt to the world rather than being like thrust into breathing people carrying all their
and let's
not like
let's stop kissing babies too.
You don't
I'm not even
babies.
Gonna it's kiss gross. My like that
no
I don't need to kiss like and especially like
you can kiss your
relatives
baby.
Like kissing them on the mouth
like having 20 people kiss a baby in the same day that it came out is crazy.
Don't let's not do that.
But it's like the crib maid.
We're not doing a crib until like obviously because they don't sleep in the crib.
Diaper changing station.
We've got a changing station. We've got like all of like the little essentials because like they're gonna be sleeping in like the little
doggy
bassinet.
Yes, bassinet. Yeah. for a while.
Yeah.
Until the crib. We have a crib, but we're not like.
Do you have all like the bottles and formula and like all of that stuff? I don't know.
Yeah. And then like the sterilizing bottle type thing. And
oh, yeah. Cleaning them is like.
Oh, but now they have like a little machine.
Oh, that's
stick it
nice.
In there and
think
it steams
gonna,
it.
I think we're going
to
start.
Every time we'd have to clean the fucking bottles. So annoying.
Start
the
selling some
they
of the breast
have a
milk
bottle thing
to
where you
bodybuilders.
Put the formula and the
hustle.
Water.
Bodybuilders?
Yeah. Bodybuilders buy breast milk off of pregnant women.
Oh,
what?
They like. Why do they drink breast milk?
New mothers. Protein, man.
Is there,
I'm surprised you haven't gotten into it yet.
Just more protein and breast milk?
Yeah, good for psoriasis, too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Kardashians were all about that.
You rub it on there, huh?
Yeah, rub it on it.
Oh, actually, rubbing breast milk on
psoriasis does help it.
But yeah, we're getting excited.
Now they have the baby Brezza, where you can put the formula and the water, and you just push a button, and it makes the bottle for you.
No way.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like a little K-cup.
Yeah.
No, you push the button, and it go 8 ounces, and it all of it.
Wow.
Damn, that's nice.
Pretty cool.
Is that what you have, or is that what you're getting, or is it you're more traditional? You're getting the
no. We just have like the regular.
That's what we had to do. We had to do the shake.
Now they say you shouldn't shake it because it has air bubbles. So you're supposed to like.
Man, it's always something.
I wish you guys lived here. I could be your free nanny.
It was like a protein shake. Every time shaking those bottles, you had that little powder on the side.
Frothy.
You had to scrape it off the side.
Now, do you think like delivery date will be the date, or like delivery date like when she'll be like. Induced into labor, or could it happen week of just going water break, surfs up, let's roll?
From the way it seems, like obviously, like some people have it early, like her sister did, and she had to give birth early.
Yeah.
I think if you haven't had anything like that or the high blood pressure leading up to it, and it's your actual delivery date, you go in and then they would probably try to like induce it on like your set date. Because we have like the appointment for the due date. On the 13th, it could come early, it could come late. I really don't know.
But yeah. Is she at the hospital until it comes out when you guys go in?
That's what I'm imagining.
So it could take like 5 days. She just kind of stays there and waits.
Well, so they do this thing called a membrane sweep, and it's supposed to help start it if it doesn't come on the day.
Right,
I could be totally wrong. Oh. I'm pretty sure they like sweep your membrane, and it's supposed to help start.
Like popping that
sack.
Wait, what do you mean sweep your membrane?
That's just the term. You can't ask what it is. Oh,
probably like
the
membrane of like your uterus, where like the amniotic sac is. Got and it probably gets it like a little agitated.
Just like a little tickle.
It's like, hey, get out of there.
Yeah. It's time to go.
Wow. They use their fingers to separate the amniotic sac from the uterine wall.
Yeah.
Can it help trigger labor?
Woo! It's like, I'm going to love being pregnant.
Fuck that, dude. I'm so scared. I'm going to blow up like a damn balloon.
But do you want kids one day?
I want a lot of kids. That's why it's crazy to me.
Oh, like, dude, well, if you want a lot, you're going to have to pop them out.
But I also want to adopt kids. So it's like.
Oh.
Kids.
All right, Angelina Jolie. All right.
Adopt kids, plural. Adopt like more than one.
I want like 4 to 5 kids. Probably like 2 of my own.
Got it.
Why do you want to adopt?
I've always wanted to adopt. I don't know what it is. I used to like be obsessed with those gotcha videos on YouTube. I'd like watch Gotcha Days. It's the like families would YouTube their journey of like flying to these places and adopting children and like showing the journey of getting their kids and stuff. And they call it Gotcha Day. It's the day I gotcha.
Would you adopt? Would you adopt American or would you want to adopt internationally?
Internationally.
Which do
you like Russia? Drawn to, like China.
Oh, yeah. Also, yeah. Russia, too, especially women in Russia. Mm. Like young girls, like if a girl becomes like an orphan, or I don't even know if you can say orphan these days, it's their life trajectory. It can get pretty like dark if they don't get adopted woman.
It's good to,
It's good to adopt whoever.
Yeah.
Give any kid a home.
I feel like when it's my time, I'll know where. Like, I'll just feel where it draws me, or you know, wherever it takes me.
But yeah, China as well. You know, I don't even know if they still have the one child policy there. I think they maybe do.
They still.
I don't know.
I think it got lifted.
It did get lifted.
Also, there's
I know Korea though. They have. They're not having enough kids in South Korea, at least.
Oh,
I know that.
Two child policy since 2016.
Okay, so it's been.
You can't have more than two.
And then further relax the three-child policy in 2021.
That's if you're in a rich family.
We don't have that issue here.
Yeah, no
popping
way.
Popping kids out left and right.
Yeah.
I know.
Now that they have this policy in place, do they have, like, a good amount of people? Is it, like,
you know, like you're saying, like overpopulation?
Yeah.
Like sometimes they deal with over a population. If there's not enough housing for people as well, it can affect, it depends on the economy. The economy is underperforming, they feel like they need more people to get it there. It's all...
Do we have too many people in the U.S. or not enough?
I don't think we are making enough people as
enough
we
kids.
Should be.
Yeah.
We're like the lowest it's been in the past like 30, 40 years.
And that's
why
Leah's going to come in. She's going to actually save this country.
There you go.
I really am.
She'd be that like that little fish.
It's
in that
my game. Empire. Me and my little empire. Yeah, guys, it's been wild. My life has made a full circle.
I know.
You're kind of sitting on like a winning lottery ticket. You're just waiting to cash it.
I remember when I first moved to LA, like my first week here, I got like, I was at Target and this one man was like, oh my God, you're beautiful. And I was like, oh, thank you. And he's like, would you ever like consider modeling? And like, first off, I am no model. Like this guy was gassing me up, but I was like, for like what? He's like, for like athletes, like you would be like a ring girl. Like you would come out on the stage.
Oh, like the boxing card.
This is just what he's saying, right? Okay. So he's like, you would have like a tray of like rings and you would like present it to these men and like they would see what they like and they buy it there. It's just like, you're kind of like the holder. And I was like.
At a jewelry shop.
It didn't make sense to me, but I was like, okay. And anyway, he's like, I'd love to have a meeting with you. And at the time, I was like, I kind of came to LA to make it. So I was like, this is my big shot. I'm a ring model for athletes. Because he kept saying football players, this, that. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, I was a little bit of a clout chaser when I first came.
Yeah,
here. You know
yeah.
I mean? Like, I got to make it. So yeah, so then I was like, fuck yeah, I'll take a meeting with you. It was just like this big man, like straight up, I should have known. It looked like a pimp. But like, he was like, meet me at this hotel. Actually, I'm going to buy you an Uber, blah, blah, blah. We're going to have a meeting. And I was like, okay, but I'm bringing a friend because like you're some stranger that I met at whatever. But he brought me to this really nice hotel and me and my friend Uber there and him and this like huge, massive, like 300-pound man show up in a Rolls Royce, like come park it in valet, take me inside the hotel. And I sit there and he tells my friend and the other guy to go talk somewhere else while we talk one-on-one.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, going to be a fucking model. Like, this is crazy. Look at this life.
How old are you at this point?
I was like freshly 21.
Okay.
And I was like, holy fuck, this is crazy. And so he sits there and he basically starts describing prostitution to me. Like, you are going to sleep with these men. You're going to live this lavish lifestyle. He's like, it's like, yeah, you like, we pose it as like your
high-end escort.
Yeah, high-end escorts, like whatever. And he's like, I'm going to show you the life that you're about to live. He's like, get in. And I look at my friend and I'm like, are we for real doing this right now? Like, fuck it. Like, we jump in the Rolls Royce.
I thought you were going to be like, fuck
no. I thought you were going to say no.
Because it took me till after the situation to realize this is prostitution. Okay. Yeah. So he made it seem like a very high-end thing.
Dating service.
Yeah. Like, he made it, he very sweet, like sweet in the
there,
story.
And also, there are people that do that where you don't actually have to do anything, but that's where you're there for. It's like, I know there's like a lot of them like that too. So I feel like.
So we get the Rolls Royce and he pulls up to this like nice ass, like apartment building, gets in the garage. There's like a line of cars, like Range Rover, BMW, this, that, and the other. He goes, you'll drive this car. And I go, amazing. I love a Range Rover. Like, awesome. I had like fucking $50 to my name. I'm like, this is amazing. Then he's like, and then we'll pay for your apartment. So he's like, I'm going to take you up. Literally has a key, opens the door. Two girls are sitting on the couch. And he goes, hey, I got a client I'm about to show her something. And then the girls are like, okay. They look terrified. And he pulls out, like, he goes to this room, goes into a safe, and just, like, dumps money all over the bed and goes, this is how much those bitches made in last week. And I go, I had never seen so much money live in my face. Like, imagine the whole like queen bed just covered in money.
Yeah, just.
And I like sat there and I actually contemplated because I was like, this looks amazing. But the fact that this man had like a key to these girls' house and just busts it whenever he wants did scare me, obviously. Yeah. And I have morals. Like, I'm not a prostitute, but like. Right. Just showing you your face.
You use
like,
the bathroom and it's like in lipstick, save us. Like,
yeah, no,
I will not be doing that. What do I get to drive?
Yeah, but you said a Range Rover?
A Range Rover.
Okay. So I just, yeah, it was crazy. But he was like, my one girl just bought it her first house, her first mansion in Thousand Oaks, like blah, blah, blah. He's like, I will set you up. And I was like, you know, it sounds nice, but the prostitution part was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. So anyway, I turned it down, obviously. And then I went to, thank you.
Did you have to like play it cool? Like, yeah, I'll call you tomorrow try to get out of there. I would have been nervous.
I was a little scared once I was like in.
But were you acting excited just so you know you could leave? You know how you have to act excited?
Yeah. We'll
be in touch.
This is enough.
Well,
we are ready, girl.
I like what I'm seeing. This is great. Thank you, you girls.
Girls are so fucking hot. Oh my God, this morning.
I was like, hey, roomies. Which one's my room?
But yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to make some calls. I'll be right back.
Well, in the hotel, I remember he was telling me this. I was like prostitution? He's like, shh. I was like,
we don't call it that.
He's like, no. I was like, okay. But yeah, so then that was crazy. And then I went to this like Chinese restaurant after and I see him in a corner and I fucking ran out the restaurant and he texted me, he goes, yo, don't be weird like that. I saw you run out of the restaurant. I
go, no.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me because I pretty much ghosted him after that.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw like how long after was this?
It was probably like 2-3 months after. So like he still would know who I was. But yeah.
But you just pushed it. You're like, oh my God. You know what? I lost your number.
I was can I get it again? Oh, that was you texting me? Oh, shit. I've been meaning to text you back.
The orange chicken here is great.
That's how I would have played it off. I'd have been like, I need your number again. That day, my phone got stolen. I would have came up with a whole fucking lie.
Yeah, no, it was just wild. So I'm glad I didn't go through with that because I wouldn't be.
Damn, that was your first like few weeks out here too, right?
Love the night? Reach for Zyn After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zyn's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zyn After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Wow. Do you think now with this, you know, show going to come out and stuff, do you think with your social media, I'm not even like saying you should do this. Like yeah. You kind of have like a clean slate of a whole new wave of attention that's going to come in.
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying like you archive like a lot of your posts, because then now you can kind of curate I've
deleted my Twitter.
Okay.
I've deleted my Facebook. I've went through majority of my content that like, I feel like it's just like not even quality content.
Yeah.
So, like, come up again. I deleted all my YouTube channels when I was like trying to be a YouTuber at one point. Like, I don't want anyone to search anything about
smart.
Me, even if it was like embarrassing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, you don't want to open
up
the floodgates.
It's more than embarrassing stuff.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't want
like,
anybody
or just
to
like those
repost.
Tweets, like, oh, this guy broke my heart today.
Just
like, I don't want people
stuff.
To see shit like that.
Yeah,
because
right,
you know?
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely need to go through like my TikToks and stuff and just delete anything I don't want
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, it's kind of nice though, to have like kind of a new reset of being
yeah.
like, this is me. This is what you
I
have.
Thought about just like completely starting over on my TikTok, but I don't know. Some videos are funny. So.
Yeah, keep like the ones that have like good views and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Definitely.
My random blow ups. But you know what I did say going into this? I was like, I've already been canceled and I handled it well. So what's the worst that can happen?
I hope there when people go. Are watching, they're like, oh my God, that's that girl from TikTok.
You guys, I was at Trader Joe's the other day and this girl goes, I know you. And I was like, oh.
You're like Zane Snapchat?
Well, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, you just like, you're, she's like, why do I know you? I was like, I don't know. She's like, are you on TikTok? I was like, yeah, but like, not really. Like, I've had some viral moments, but like, nothing where you would like recognize me. I was like, I don't know. I used to work for a guy in social media. Maybe it's that. And she was like, oh my God, you're the girl who Venmo'd that guy. And I was like, I can't even make this up. I was like, you're fucking lying. I was like,
man,
yep.
It's like from Erewhon. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's
yep,
me.
That,
yep.
That, that was me. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to tell my sister I saw you. I was like, so good.
You want a picture?
She's like, you're just one of those girls who's like faces on the internet. I was like, yeah, that's
yeah.
me.
That's,
no, it is loud crazy. There's times where like it's one swipe like for the For You page, I will recognize them if I'm like in a grocery store. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I've seen that person before.
Yeah, actually somebody who's on the show who like is like on it, like behind the scenes, mm-hmm. I recognized her from TikTok because she was just like this one video that went viral that I had seen. I was like, oh my God, you're that girl. And
yeah.
She was like, yeah. I was like, that's so crazy. I don't actually know her, but it was just one video that I remember her
yeah.
from.
It's cool that you can get like remembered from something like
so minor like that.
Right, right.
I mean, even when I was like in, even stuff from Zane, which is wild that I was
yeah.
gonna recognize because I was in Austin, Texas, and she's like, oh my God, you're Zane's assistant. And I'm like, that's so weird. I'm
that's
in Austin,
so,
Texas
so
right
weird.
Now.
Yeah.
She's like, can we take a picture? I'm like, sure, I'm fucked up. But you're like, yeah. I think that's gonna be the weirdest part for me too, is like getting recognized places. Cause I remember yeah. you would be so weird about it.
It's just, I just have like, I'm just super anxious.
Yeah.
Like,
social anxiety.
I don't, yeah. I just don't, I don't like a ton of attention on me at the same time. So
yeah.
if I'm like walking through somewhere and someone stops me and says hi, I don't mind that. It's just like the,
well, in the question,
it's the heads turning.
Yeah.
And they're all looking at me while one person is putting all the attention on me.
Yeah, like so, when we were in that store, that
yeah.
guy was like, are you gonna do YouTube again? You go, no.
I was just like, no. And then walked away. But there was one that I just remember where this girl was screaming. She saw me, she was screaming. Every head was turning. That moment is when I block out.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable when there's people around that don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And one person's like really over the top. And then like you're saying, it draws other eyes where it's like, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
then
that.
Everyone's looking like, who are you guys?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's just like, I don't know. I've just never liked that.
Like
yeah.
a weird kind of look that you get and you're like,
I just don't like public attention either.
Well,
like
gonna,
intention
yeah.
in person is just
like, I don't feel like I'll mind it too much, but it's more so like when I'm running out to grab a coffee, it's like, I just want to live a life, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like it when I'm high.
Oh yeah.
When I'm high, it just feels weird.
I can't
I'll
leave
be
my
totally
house
normal, but I'm just like, this just doesn't feel real.
Yeah. Honestly,
just
like when I'm drunk, I feel like when we're all drunk, I probably that's the best time to say hi to anybody. Like
yeah.
there's never a time.
Oh, yeah.
Like never I can't even imagine a time if I was drunk and someone comes to me and I'm just like anxious or I just like feel like I literally have a conversation with them for like an hour.
Yeah.
Random person that comes
up to
me.
Well, I also feel like even like when I would go out with you guys, just like out in an outing, I would feel the people trying to talk to me to come into the group to hang out with you. And I was like, oh, that's icky. I don't like that.
But take advantage of it.
I know, right? Like, hey. Oh, you want in? Too fucking bad, bitch.
Yeah. I was going to ask, because I know you've been around like a lot of like, a lot more like celebrities, like in their inner like lives and things like that.
Yeah.
Is there any like, I don't know, like tea story? Like little,
is there anything you got that's like just very random
like
and
a celebrity that you like looked up to like or something?
What I will say is sometimes like when I'm standing in front of certain people, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing right here? Like, how did
I? Feels fake.
Yeah, like how did I? I could be anywhere in the world and people would be killed to be like right here. Like I've been on vacations with like Justin Bieber and I'd be like, holy fuck. Like that's like the one person too that I like freak out over. But
you're a believer.
Yeah, I'm a believer. The families that I've worked for, thankfully I've like liked, but I do have one experience that when I was like applying for jobs, I worked through agencies and one agency, and keep in mind with the Kardashians, I was like making TikToks of like day in the life of as a high profile nanny. And like, I wasn't ever posting anything about them, but I made the mistake of posting them like right after the trip. So then people started putting two and two together of who I work for.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, it started getting a little crazy.
Were they upset about that? That it got like,
it was not upset. It was more of like, the comments were about the kids and like, it just became this thing where it just like, it was just unnecessary kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
And I respected her for that. And I also, at the same time as those videos were kind of blowing up, I stopped working for her. So she's like, can we just like stop the nanny talk? I'm like, oh, absolutely. I'll stop it because, you know, there's just no need and I'm not a nanny anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. Respect your decision.
Yeah.
So I stopped with that, but you could literally Google me and it says like Leah Barr's Kourtney Kardashian nanny quits TikTok, blah, blah. Cause I had to shut it down. The comments, like my whole thing, even I was trying to switch my niche and like, it wouldn't switch. It was just like comments like, oh my God, you still work for them? I'm like, okay, guys, like I don't work for them.
No, she doesn't work for Cordy. She works for Zane.
I work
guys.
For Zane. Yeah, I go, no hard feelings. I literally just, I genuinely wanted to move up. And like, I ran into you and it just worked out. So, anyway, I was like trying to find, this is before you though.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to find jobs. And so, yes, that's out there, but like, I always respect people's privacy, like, especially working in this like celebrity world. Like, I don't ever go against my NDA like that. Like I would never just be posting kids to post kids, but this one family, and I will say her name, Queen Latifah.
Oh,
anyone
all right.
who wants to hear, my earring just fell out. that was her. That was her spirit. Queen Latifah, they sent me to her and she was looking for like a super private nanny for her son. And they sent her my thing. And I guess she had Googled me. And all the articles of like Leah's TikTok, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. She made like this whole email about how unprofessional I am, how the agency shouldn't work with me anymore, how they can't believe they have this person on their roster to the point
putting
where
they, you down.
Oh yeah, to the they even like put like the head of the agency, and I loved this agency so much to the point where the girl was like, Leah, I had no idea you were even posting these. And I go, but it has nothing to do with any other family. Like, it was directly with the family. I get what it looks
and,
like.
And also, it was, like, a mistake. And I feel like it, the fact that Kourtney was, like, that she was okay with that. Like, it was a mistake. I feel like it shouldn't have gone further than it was.
But, like, also, like, Kourtney was aware that those were being posted versus, like, and then it had the conversation of, like, let's stop. And I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Versus, like, if this family said like, hey, I'm not into social media, people don't even know what my son looks like, don't do it. I'd be like, oh yeah, for sure. I would never ever do that. Like I even had an interview where someone was like, I saw your TikTok. I was like, oh shit, this could go one of two ways. And she was like, I think you're hilarious. I just want to preface, I'm very private. And I was like, no, totally understand
that's
that.
That's a great,
got it. So she tried to like, not like
get you fired from the agency basically.
And luckily like I work with other agencies who just know that I have that and kind of preface that to families. But no, fuck her because that agency stopped working with me really. I still talk to them, but like I feel like that definitely like made like a weird thing because obviously she's a big client.
Right.
Yeah. And they lost out on a client because of me. So fuck that. The
thing is that social media is so integrated in our lives now where it's going to be like those people like her that are like, oh, I'm very private. You can't be posting anything. That's going to like go away.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody does social media. You can't just have somebody not be able to post because
oh my God,
you're private. It's like.
It kind of reminded me like when you caught your cleaner. taken.
Oh my god! Oh my god, Zane! I didn't tell you.
Oh no!
That was the Have we? We've never talked about that.
I didn't want to, but
no, she asked me. She asked me to use your pool, but I also have to tell you something about. Too, but let's start with, oh, sorry. The housekeeper,
yes.
She texted me when Zane was traveling and she goes, hey, Leah, I know Zane and Matt are out of town. Can I use their pool? Mm. I was like, ooh.
She asked you that?
Yes. I was like, ooh, I don't think so.
And she was already kind of a cleaner who was like kind of overstepping boundaries as well.
She'd be like, Todd, I have your Johnny.
Yes.
But Todd like played into it.
Todd liked it, but she was.
Oh no, she wanted him to take her to his
bedroom. I would avoid parts of the house that she was in just because she would just call too much. I don't know. It's like I felt like I had to talk to her for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, I'm just coming down to get a glass of water. Yeah. Please.
She was like filming stuff.
She pulls up her shirt and she does one of these like,
and then I'm looking close. Oh my god, that's my bedroom.
Yeah, she like took her top off, clearly put something else on. It was just like showing cleavage, like
while cleaning the house.
Wasn't she in the house? It was crazy. He was out of town. She was like mopping, and then she's like.
Doing thirst traps. Yeah, in the
I didn't
house.
Get mad. I was like, you know what?
It was funny. It was quite entertaining.
Thing, baby.
Yeah, but you know, okay. So your current housekeeper, I hired her to help me. Like, I moved out of the trap house.
Good
for you.
I moved out of the trap house. I live in a 2-bedroom by myself, which is amazing.
Okay.
My best friends live above me, so it's kind of like the best of both worlds of like living alone, but also having friends above me, which I love. But I need so much help because I have so much shit. I needed help organizing it, so I hired her. And I was like, hey, do what you can. I got to go to work. Like, love you. Bye. One, I love this woman to death. She's the sweetest little Christian woman you would ever meet. You guys know her.
Mm-hmm.
I get home. Every single one of my vibrators is lined up on my dresser. Lined up. And then she like, I have a drawer in my dresser that the last drawer is like all my junk, like, old cards, old wallets, old whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For Christmas 2 years ago, I had taken like sexy Polaroid pictures for my ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And when we broke up, I was like, give those shits back to me. Like I want those back because I don't want Polaroids of me just floating around everywhere. So they're like a cute little bow, but then I think they like slipped out. Anyway, placed them in a different basket and they're unwrapped. And I was like, but I think that she didn't unwrap them. I think they were like unwrapped and she like put them together and I was like, fuck.
Oh, that kind of like
photos.
I have not called her back since.
Oh my god.
I crossed the line.
It was just like
she was offended by those pictures.
Well, I like shoved them in like so she wouldn't find like in a rant. I didn't think she would get there. You know, I didn't think she was gonna get that far. My house was like a disaster.
Yeah.
But coming home to them all like nicely lined up, I was like, oh fuck, this is so awkward. Like, she's like your grandma finding that, you know? Like,
yeah, I wouldn't be able to like go face to face again.
Well, so I left for the 2 months and I'm like, is it time? Like, can I call her back? Do I start new? Like,
I think start fresh.
She didn't
fresh.
Say anything, but
start
like,
fresh.
That's really funny.
I was like, at least like put them in a basket or like, I don't know, just.
I would have just like shut the.
I'll just like, pretend I didn't see it. Just like,
No, she took them out.
Let you know, hey.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Yeah, no, I was embarrassed for sure. It's like fucking shit. But yeah, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
So I brought you some shots.
Oh,
because I feel like it's,
you know what? I do want to drink.
I feel like I should.
Baby, you deserve it.
Today.
You know those people who like celebrate in the background of you, like give you a little motorboat? Obviously I won't
like Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
And you want to do that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't want to slap you in the face.
Here we go.
Birthday boy.
Oh, I'm going
to
spin you one so I can spin you.
Woo!
Yeah!
That's already making me. Oh.
Yeah.
That's not hiring me back.
Well, Leah, thank you so much.
I'm like, anyone else?
No, thank you.
I've been waiting for that slap.
Ooh, this is 33, y'all.
Well, Leah, do you want to just plug yourself and where people can find you and tune in before?
This is going to be the start of your social media life.
Yeah, guys. My name is Leah Bars on everything.
Leah Bars.
Leah Bars on everything. Just, you know, keep.
I can't remember my TikTok, I remember at one point it scared the shit out of me when people started following me, like in the cancel thing. So I was like, I don't want people to, my digital footprint is fucked. Yeah. Like, fuck. So I for changed sure. it to Leah Bars with a Z, I think. But yeah. Leah Bars with a Z on TikTok.
All right, well, yeah, check her out. Keep updated on her life because her life's about to get a whole lot crazier in a few months. Or I don't know, whenever the show comes out, whenever it comes out, it's going to get a whole lot crazier. You're going to want to keep up with her. But yeah, thank you, Leah, for coming on.
Thanks for coming.
Really appreciate it.
Oh, and, come on, whenever.
And yeah, let's set up an interview so maybe you could be my assistant again.
There you go.
Okay, all right. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right. Make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. You get early access ad-free. You get a bonus episode every month. You get a live Q&A every single month. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you for watching. We'll see you next. Unwarders, we'll see you in a few seconds. Bye.
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 If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.